Association for Trade, Economy and Technical Cooperation in Jakarta on Monday, April 14. Russian Ambassador to Indonesia, Sergei Tolkunov, on Saturday, as reported by RRE.co.id, said there will be more than 100 people from various companies, state agencies, and ministries. The 13th meeting of the Russia-Indonesia Joint Commission for Trade, Economy and Technical Cooperation is a series of diplomatic relations in which the two countries celebrate 75 years of bilateral relations in 2025. Of the National Economy Council, Mary Elka Pangestu stated that Indonesia has an opportunity to engage with the U.S. and at the same time extend its market with trade partner countries in Asia. The former trade minister on Sunday mentioned that the 90-day suspension provides time for Indonesia to negotiate with the U.S. President Prabowo's special presidential envoy on international trade and multilateral cooperation explained that the high-level delegation will go to U.S. next week. That was the news from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia.
I'm gonna go get some.
ingredients hanging, because the snack is very hung during the cooking process. Made from rice flour, palm sugar, and water, these ingredients are mixed until they become a dough. The dough was shaped into a small ball, then they were flattened and fried in very hot oil. This process makes the flattened dough rises and become a hollow ball that floats in on the oil. Quickly, take the hollow ball and hang it on a wooden stick. Then, it becomes the bolillo, slightly sweet, with a little bit of crunch and chewy texture. This little bit of a companion for your tea or coffee.
Voice of India.
Hoshi's defense in the first game, which took a lot of time for so many people who played Mobile Legends Bang Bang, which is around 18 minutes. Of course, it had gone to the late game, and some members of the RP Hoshi were a little bit, they didn't hold the game in the beginning, but well, the result was very, very surprising. What is, of course, it's supposed to be a lesson for Indonesian team to, well, do better in the next tournament, in the next championship, and we wish that the representation from Indonesia will be the victor, not only the runner-up, but also the first winner. research team of the Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, discovered a new species of blind cavefish called Barbodes clapanogalensis. This new species was discovered near industrial and residential areas, meaning an undiscovered species might be living around us. So, what can we do about it? Here's the opinion from Director of Secretariat of Scientific Authority for Biodiversity at the National Research and Innovation Agency, Amir Hamidi.
The main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you think about the Barbodes new species from clapanogalensis. The species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fragile for them to survive. And this species needs to be delivered to the people around it. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered. There are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species. How they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all this information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1995. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So they have some material that really can be developed for material for antimaterial or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered. More than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed because they're a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem is stopped, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message needs to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
You can listen to the whole contact and conversation on our YouTube channel, BOI Official. More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Just recently, and it's hard to strengthen the Indonesian position as a host for world-class quality events. And this was stated by our former journalist turned into Deputy Minister of Tourism, Niluh Puspa. And the event itself, listener, has a vast info. That is not only presenting jazz music, but also the principles of eco-green or eco-friendly. So, if you're going to come to this event, you can, be responsible for your own ways, including to, it is recommended to bring your own bottle, and you got to, separate all the plastic, the organic, and all the things to make it more sustainable. And, of course, this event is so nice, just like other jazz events in the country. And for you, Nika, which jazz event that you have ever
I haven't attended any jazz event, my whole life, but I was planning to go to Jaffa Jazz.
Was planning to.
Was planning.
So it raises the question, what's stopping you?
The prices. Because when the specific Jaffa Jazz that I want to attend, I was still a student, so okay. I don't have enough money.
Understandable. Although we see in the US a lot of students are going to Coachella, I wonder where the money comes from, right?
Yeah, that's very true.
I'm still talking about this, I have a very funny jazzy song for everybody. In Indonesia, there's a specific tropical disease that other people doesn't have it in your country, but whenever you come to our country, you know that this exists. It's called masuk angin.
Yeah, masuk angin.
Yeah, just like we are. No, not really.
Not really, but the thing is really cool.
Right,
you know?
So we hope that we're not going to be masuk angin. It's English, it's common cold.
Yeah.
But actually, apparently, common cold and masuk angin are two different diseases that we think. Yeah. But well, let's say that masuk angin is common cold, and here you go, jelly version of it by Arumtala. anuwat mitba cha taman ku na dat na ba cha na otok na manang na kaut na bucit na imu na kawai na ngaji din na gah na mujak na syuk na moy mo imam mo musit na mau mukit kabau kit amik mit kuda na so aja so nyama so tuat so aja kaya kaya sina jabana manuk ipok na babin adat na cha na syukup uruk mudu tadu abu kaut na musit na imu na kop na gut mukut tan ku na mate so masih abi ku me abi ku tabu manak ku me tabu manak ku nyuak manuk so budak budak sangu budak tiana manuk budak kusit manuk so budak jepang budak meka manuk tabu otok tabu manang na tabu nasib tabu tua na adat na cha na kunah ti na syukup da uruk na mudu tadu nyuk ya sama.
Only after this is done, the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to create with these types. As stated by the traditional leader in Suntul Village, Suruk Pembawang, and Gong District, Sangau, Francis Panek, as follows.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar.
Gong is a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make your rice and tuak extract. And then, when we come out, afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual has begun.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Panek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The poem is then read out before the offerings and fruit, in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and fruits are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin paman lagi.
The equipment are created as complete as possible. After the equipment is all made, we make paman again. Include the eggs and killing chicken, pick and drop. After that, we give the gong, eat the tool, and then put the egg on our head, and pick blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we eat the gong again, and then afterwards, we stop and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
Suara gong itu yang naik tuh, petuah orang. The gong sounded, yes, giving good guidance, alms and faith, including spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong, 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 gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya.
Ketabuhan gong that characterizes Sungkum Dayak Chaat has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe, if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkum Dayak Chaat, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Mamai, a traditional leader of Sungkum Dayak in Suruk Pembawang Village, and the Gong District, Sangau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture, used to call somebody. The table of gong is full based on love, no gunner. Stay hidden in a house. People from neighboring village can enter our village and vice versa. If they go, we will bring them misfortune and they will punish us. Also, any people will get sick and pass will invest the plants. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences. Under law, it happens. The membership and fur must not be eaten and cannot be brought into the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo, for the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
Ketabuhan gong for the Sungkum Dayak, not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. Yes, the Sungkum Dayak community loves their heritage so much, and they did not want the tradition of ketabuhan gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, ketabuhan gong tradition has never been lost in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkum Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listeners, that was the other side of the ketabuhan gong for the Sungkum Dayak community.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baipar, prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.